I remember once walking around town tearing down what we identified as hippie flyers, which were just advertisement for shows that we thought were lame. It was the idea that, you know, hippie sucks and we need to get back to just basic raw rock and roll.
One, two, a one, two, three, five!
That's Eddie Flowers of the Gizmos, the anti-hippie Bloomington band who was concocting raw, pop-oriented punk rock in 1976, before anyone even knew what punk rock was.
It was the punk aesthetic, but just earlier, you know, it hadn't quite been pinned down completely yet, before the Ramones, but the same basic attitudes.
The band was formed by friends Eddie Flowers and Kenny Hyland while writing for Gulcher, a local rock and roll fanzine.
Kenny and I were both fanzine writers, and then Bob Richard, who ran Gulcher Records, was a writer too. And Gulcher, before it was a label, was a magazine. Right before Kenny joined the Marines, Bob Richard heard some cassettes that he had done when he was in high school and asked him if he wanted to do a record, and that's what became the Gizmos.
Gizmo is essentially a misfit.
It meant a dork or a dweeb or, you know, a jerk or a loser.
Well, the name came about. That was my nickname in high school because I'm kind of slightly dyslexic. So at first I hated it. Then Bob Richard said, well, you're going to form a band with Ted and we're going to call it the Gizmos. Then I kind of wore it with pride, you know.
Considering how we were very different from any other group that we knew of, and especially very different from any group in Bloomington at that time, it was a fitting name.
Kenny and Eddie were joined in the studio by friends Ted Nemec and Rich Coffey and other musical acquaintances for an impromptu and thoroughly unconventional recording project.
In 1976, when we went in the studio, everybody that was there had never even been in the same room together. And it was very chaotic and weird and spontaneous in a way. I mean, almost like improv.
Every song was tuned a different way, and so they really weren't tuned to actual notes, and it was like a total different scale. Open chords would sound like nothing else.
Despite the freewheeling spirit of the recording session, the Gizmos held fast to their principles. Eddie and Kenny explain the band's musical aesthetic.
One of the things that really was very noticeable about punk rock was how direct the lyrics were. We wanted basic, raw, direct, sexual music about our own lives.
There's four principles, if I remember this correctly. It's raw riffing rock, catchy single pop, bizarro lyrics, and a f***.
We might have to cut that last part out.
The Gizmos' first EP provides a step-by-step guide on one of the raunchier aspects of dating etiquette.
One, two, three, die.
First Gizmo's EP, which included Muff Divin' and Wilkie South, we recorded that, I think, in March of 76, and Bob Richard really wanted to get out pretty quick. So Bob and I actually drove to Cincy and took the masters there, and Bob left a deposit. And then a couple of weeks later, they send the tapes back to him, his check back to him, and tell him that they can't press the record because they do a lot of religious music and they object to the lyrics of the songs. So it delayed the EP by 2 or 3 months. Which, in retrospect, was a drag because the Ramones were there when our EP came out. So we, you know, even in 77, looking back, it's like, oh man, if only we had got it out a little earlier.
Despite the record's delay, Muff Divin' and Wilkie South rose to number 8 on the UK alternative charts, and in the intervening years, the EP has become a cult collectible. Following the record's release, the Gizmos went on to do a world tour that included 2 whole shows over 1 weekend at the Monroe County Library. Johnny Cougar Mellencamp introduced the band.
Good evening, boys and girls. I was lucky enough for the Gizmos to call me up and say, we listened to your records coming in to introduce the Gizmos on their world tour. I saw the first part of their world tour last night. It's good, you know, real good. And you've seen it before, but you've never seen these boys do it. So let's have a big hand for Ted Nemec and Ken Hyland and the Gizmos.
One, two, three, go!
Playing just two concerts and releasing three EPs, the original Gizmos went their separate ways by 1977. Despite their short-lived career, the Gizmos accomplished exactly what they set out to make the kind of music they wanted to hear more of. Their songs laid the foundation for Midwestern punk rock and inspired countless bands in their wake, including a spin-off band by the same name.
I wanted to be kind of one of those kind of cult bands, you know, like, oh, they didn't make it then, but then you got to appreciate it later on. So now, 40 years later, it's finally happening, and I'm happier than a pig, and I can't say the rest, right?
That's right.
I'm happier than, let's see, another colorful metaphor. Well, I'd be as happy as a gizmo in Bloomington.
37 years after the band last played together, the original Gizmos will be returning to Bloomington on June 12th to play their third show ever. For WFIU Arts, I'm Betsy Shepherd.
This is me being alright. Go!